The Criminal Justice Subcommittee will come to order. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Chair Trunell?
Here.
Vice Chair Barnaby?
Here.
Ranking Member Rainer Grusby?
Here.
Representatives Abbott?
Here.
Baker?
Here.
Brackett?
Here.
Bracy Davis?
Here.
Brannon?
Here.
Casello? Garcia?
Here.
Gottlieb?
Here.
Jock?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Plakin has been excused. Silvers? Here. Stark?
Here.
Tuck?
Here.
Yarkowski? A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Before we begin, a few reminders. I ask everyone to please remember to silence their electronic devices. Also remember, for our members, please ensure that you turn your microphone on when you're speaking and off when you're finished. Welcome to the first meeting of the Criminal Justice Subcommittee for 2023 legislative session. I'm honored to serve as your new chair and look forward to working with each of you on some very important issues relating to our jurisdiction. And Happy New Year to everyone for the new year. Look forward to doing all this. So I'd like to take a few minutes or moments to have each of the members introduce themselves. I know this is redundant. We've done this a few times in the last couple days, so we can keep it pretty brief. But starting with myself, Keith Trunell from Tavares, Lake County, business, agribusinessman, you know, just to do a lot of agriculture-related things with my business at home, and I have two kids, two boys in high school, and my wife, she's a pharmacist, so a lot going on in my life, and I'm happy to be here, and look forward to working with each of you. And I'm pleased that Representative Barnaby will be our vice chair. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Chair. I want to say good morning to everyone. I'm proud to be here. I'm happily married 35 years to Miss Sylvia. I have my own business as well. I've been working with the United States Congress for the past 28 years, doing a lot of consulting work. And we have two wonderful children. I live in the beautiful city of Deltona, Volusia County, and I represent Deltona D-Land, the Spruce Creek Flying, where people fly their airplanes into their backyards, and, of course, Lake Helen and Osteen. And I'm honored to serve on this very important committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair. And I would like to introduce our ranking member, Representative Rainer Goolsbee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and it's so wonderful to be here. My name is Michelle Rainer Goolsbee. I represent District 62, which is Pinellas, not Pinellas, Pinellas County, and parts of Hillsborough County. My background, I started as an attorney, as a public defender, so I have never been a prosecutor. Sorry to my good former prosecutor friend here, who I actually worked with, Representative Jocks. But I have been a criminal defense attorney for the last 11 years, as well as a civil rights attorney. So excited to be on this committee. I think we're going to do a lot of important work for our state, and I am looking forward to keeping Floridians, especially our children, safe. So thank you so much for the ability to serve.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Now we'll start introductions, and we'll start with Representative Yarkowski.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Taylor Yarkowski, and I represent District 25, which is South Lake County. The chairman's North Lake, and I'm South Lake County. Claremont, Montverde, Groveland, Mascot, Mineola, Howie in the Hills, that area outside of Orlando. It's an honor to be sitting on this committee. Public safety, I believe, is the most important function of government, and so I'm excited to be a part of this, bring my business acumen into this committee and work with all the great legal minds that are here. And thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Ranking Member and Mr. Vice Chair. Look forward to serving with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. So we'll go clockwise down the row and around. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. My name is Bernie Jacques from District 59, which is in Pinellas. Did I do that right? All right. Encompasses city of Seminole, city of Largo, unincorporated Clearwater, and portions of Pinellas Park. And I'm former state prosecutor. I do believe government's primary responsibility is to keep its people safe. And so I'm honored to serve on this committee to make sure that we do achieve that. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and Ranking Member. It's a delight to be with you today. My name is LaVon Bracey Davis. I am from House District 40, which encompasses Orlando, Ocoee, and unincorporated Orange County. My background is I am a licensed and barred attorney. I have worked for the Department of Children and Families. I am focused on children and the safety of children. Also, my background is arts and culture. I have a degree in theater. I believe arts and culture is the universal language. So I'm thankful to be here today, and I am delighted to work with my colleagues on safety and justice and freedom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and congratulations to both you and the Vice Chair on your appointments to lead this committee. I'm honored to serve here. I'm a mother of two, and I'm a prosecutor in the 7th Judicial Circuit. So this area is very important to me, and I think I can bring the perspective of a prosecutor who's in the courtroom almost every day and understanding the real-world impacts that we're going to have from this committee. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paula Stark. I am from District 47, which is largely Osceola County and some of South Orange. My background is newspaper, 29 years in newspaper and publishing, and then I went to the Main Street program. I'm the executive director, which is economic development with historic preservation as the initiative. And I look forward to learning a lot about the criminal justice process and leaning in from the outside, from not the actual attorney viewpoint of what is happening on the grounds and what I can lend to this committee. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Alina Garcia. I represent District 115. It includes the cities of Pinecrest, Cutler Bay, and Palmetto Bay, also unincorporated Miami-Dade, Westchester Falls, Dadeland area. I am honored to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and Ranking Member. Congratulations on your appointments. I look forward to learning from all of you. There's a lot of work to do in the criminal justice system, and I look forward to learning from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Looking forward to working with you and the Vice Chair and our Ranking Member in what is now my fifth year in criminal justice. My name is Michael Gottlieb. I represent District 102, which is Davie Plantations, parts of Davie Plantations, Sunrise, Cooper City, Pembroke Pines, and Southwest Ranches in central Broward County. I'm a lawyer, and I've been practicing criminal defense for 30 years.
Chairman, I'm honored to sit between my two friends, Rep. Casella, Rep. Gottlieb. Of course, I had a little experience with this committee last year, so I'm not going to give out any advice except this, and I don't know if the members know this. This is one of the busiest committees. We probably got assigned nearly 200 bills last year, heard about 50, so my only advice would be to say no early and often. Or you're going to run out of time. I represent District 10. That's Baker, Columbia, with the new district, Bradford Union, and the northern portion of Alachua County, which is probably about the second largest district geographically in size. Proud to be here. Thanks for letting me continue to serve.
Morning, Chair. It's a privilege to be here to serve on your committee. Looking forward to a very productive session here. My name is Joe Casello. I represent District 90, which entails Boynton Beach, Delray Beach, and parts of Palm Beach County. I am not a lawyer. I'll make that disclosure now. I did for a living. I ran into burning buildings and saved lives as a firefighter, retired now. For the record, I have never participated in the witness protection program. Thank you.
follow that one up.
Good morning. I'm David Silvers. I represent House District 89, which is Central Palm Beach County, mainly West Palm Beach, Green Acres, Palm Springs, Lake Worth Beach. This is my seventh year in the legislature, and my first on any justice committee, so this could be an interesting and wild ride. It's an honor to be here, and the chair is not only a colleague but a friend, and it's an honor to be here and an honor to serve with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Kaylee Tuck. I represent District 83, which is Highlands, Glades, Okeechobee, and newly Hardee County. I'm a dirt lawyer by trade, but come from a law enforcement family, so I'm looking forward to being here and serving.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Robert Brackett. I'm District 34, which encompasses the south part of Brevard County and all of Indian River County. I'm a businessman by trade, almost 40 years of owning multiple companies, but I also was the mayor of a municipality, and so I have a little bit of experience working with police departments in that area, and so I look to bring that to the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Shane Abbott. I represent District 5, which has five counties, Walton, Holmes, Washington, Jackson, and Calhoun County. I'm a pharmacist by trade, married to my wife for 27 years. We have four children, and I'm looking forward to serving on this committee.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, and Ranking Member. My name is Kion Michael. I have the pleasure of representing District 16, which is in Duval County, Jacksonville. And it encompasses Jacksonville Beach, Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach, East Arlington, and Mayport Naval Station. I've had the pleasure of actually speaking from the other side of this panel, and that was a great honor. And I look forward to working with you all and learning as much as I can and contributing whatever I can. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for those introductions. We have a diverse group of folks here today, and I think it's going to be a great adventure standing up for public safety in the state of Florida. So with that, we'll move on. Now we'll go to the presentation portion of this meeting. And Whitney?
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. My name is Whitney Hall, and I am the policy chief for the Criminal Justice Subcommittee. And my job this morning is to provide you all with a brief overview of the subcommittee's jurisdiction. And we just heard from the subcommittee leadership. And so the Criminal Justice Subcommittee typically hears bills related to, no surprise, criminal justice, juvenile justice, law enforcement, and corrections. The next few slides are just going to go through and kind of provide a few examples of the types of bills that you could expect to hear out of each one of those categories. So criminal justice issues, we would typically see bills, any bills that are filed that either create, amend, or repeal a substantive crime or a defense to a crime. We'd see bills that either increase or reduce criminal penalties, and then we also typically see bills that relate to just the general administration of the criminal justice system. So bills related to things like bail or bond and pretrial release conditions, bills related to sealing and expunction of criminal history records, and then also usually bills that relate to state attorneys, public defenders, and regional conflict counsel. And for those who don't know, regional conflict counsel are the state attorneys that take cases on behalf of indigent criminal defendants when the public defender has a conflict of interest. Typical juvenile justice issues the subcommittee might see would be any bills filed that relate to diversion or civil citation programs, bills dealing with juvenile detention issues, bills addressing prosecuting juveniles as adults or what is typically called direct file. And then we also frequently see bills relating to the retention and availability of juvenile criminal history records because those are treated a little bit differently than adult criminal history records. We also see bills related to law enforcement issues. The major issues we would see are bills related to standards and training issues. And in recent years. I think, Chairman Trunow, you had a bill in 2021 that required training of law enforcement officers on the use of electronic databases and the personal identification information within those. And then also in that year, Representative Brannon and Representative Leak had a law enforcement bill, and within that bill, there was some required health and wellness training for law enforcement officers within that bill. So issues like that would be things that the subcommittee may see. And then finally, the subcommittee typically sees corrections issues. Again, there we may see some bills related to correctional officer standards and training. We have in recent years seen lots of bills related to introduction of contraband, which could be things like controlled substances, weapons, cell phones. Any bills that relate to programming that may be given to inmates inside the correctional institutions, rehabilitative programming and reentry services may come to the subcommittee, and also bills related to gain time and then probation and community control. And then here is the list of the agencies which the subcommittee has oversight jurisdiction over, and so bills that are filed relating to these agencies typically come to this subcommittee. And so those agencies include, and we've included the acronym because in criminal justice land we love our acronyms, so Department of Corrections or DOC, Department of Juvenile Justice or DJJ, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, Florida Commission on Offender Review, and those, that's a little less known sometimes, and that's what was used to be called the Parole Board, and they deal with parole decisions and also play a role in clemency proceedings. And then finally, the Department of Legal Affairs, the AG's office. And so that concludes the brief overview of the jurisdiction, and you'll see on the screen that is our direct line to the judiciary suite, and as a staff, we are here to help you if you need any questions or have any questions or need any information on criminal justice issues. And just wanted to take a brief moment to just introduce the rest of our staff that are here today. To the chairman's left is Lindsay Collins, and she is our lead administrative assistant. And if you need help and don't know exactly where to go, she is always there to help you and direct you to help you find the right person. And then behind her, we have Ryan Padgett and Lindsay Frost, who are attorneys assigned specifically to the Criminal Justice Subcommittee. And then we also have Annie Leshko, who is a Judiciary Committee attorney, but will be working on criminal justice issues. And then we also have Zachary Lloyd, who is our legislative fellow this year, assigned to the Judiciary Committee. So please let us know if there's anything that we can do to assist. And thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Whitney. I want to thank the staff and their support and appreciate what they do. This is a great team that we have. So, you know, please reach out to them if you need any help whatsoever. They're here to help. And they've done a great job in the past, and they are they're here for you anytime. All right. Well, that concludes our presentation. Does anyone have anything they'd like to add?
Yes. As a University of Florida graduate, I was very proud when I sat down because I thought that was orange and blue, but the longer I look at it, could that be an Auburn? Orange and blue? You got a great staff. They don't miss a lick.
Thank you, Representative. Well, thank you. Everyone for joining us today. I look forward to working with everyone to tackle some of these important issues, keeping the state of Florida safe and free. Members, if there is no further business, this concludes our agenda for today's meeting. Representative Brannon moves that we rise unless there is any objection.